decided to take, finish telling us about your sister, Mrs. Price.
Very good. Will you tell me what?
You just ended with talking about your brother, the physician, and you were talking about...
No, he's a dentist.
Oh, you I thought you said physician.
Oh, okay.
He's a dentist.
All right.
Oh, and I thought it was a physician, too.
Well,
because you said he went to the University of Pittsburgh.
Yes, but
I thought he's a dentist.
Oh, I see. All right.
We missed
all right.
So I told...
You said that he was a graduate of the University of Pittsburgh. He practiced in Brownsville, and in 1973 he moved to Arizona due to his wife's heart condition.
Right.
And
that her parents, that is her mother, not her... Her mother and two sisters lived in Arizona, and Harry thought it would be so nice for Emma to be there in that climate that she would feel better.
Did she, is she still living?
My sister-in-law?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she's very ill, critically ill.
And she's still in Arizona.
But let me tell you, the mother, who was 91, passed away, and both sisters of hers, one was younger than Emma, Harry thought that they would, instead of them helping Emma,
she helped them.
And Emma helped them.
Well, maybe that prolonged her life. You know, it's always better to give than to receive.
Oh, I know that.
And you've lived that kind of a life, so how can I tell you? I mean, you know it.
Absolutely right.
And maybe that's what has helped her to stay around, and her activity in helping her family. You dropped that.
Thank you.
Shall we go on then? I think, have
After
we covered
Harry
your...
After Harry was married, he moved to Arizona to visit Harry and my sister-in-law, Emma, and enjoyed a wonderful visit with them. We were thrilled by the spectacular beauty of the Grand Canyon, Sedona, where the Red Rock Mountains in fantastic shapes, covered with many wildflowers, looks like a beautiful fairyland. The Frank Lloyd Wright School of Architecture in Scottsdale was another magnificent art structure, which we greatly admired.
It is. It's great. It's marvelous.
This is your six brothers and sisters. You were the sixth. Where did you come in this?
Where do you fit in the line of six?
The second one, third?
Youngest.
You're the
youngest girl.
And Harry is the youngest boy.
Boy.
Oh, then
so
you're ahead of him, or?
Are you third born?
Were you the sixth?
I was the sixth child.
All right. Respondent is sixth child.
And Harry was the youngest.
Okay. You're the sixth sib. Well, your mother and father were prolific people, and they brought about some wonderful children.
Right.
They really did propagate some marvelous siblings, and perhaps you want to talk about what your home life.
I was just going to ask that.
About
your
the atmosphere in your home.
The religious atmosphere, the economic, cultural discipline, any of those are suggestive to you?
About the
atmosphere home, in your home of origin.
The home of origin was a home in which a love of books, a love of music, a love of art were emphasized because, as I said, we lived in a region where they were available.
Mm-hmm.
The Museum of Art was there.
Close.
And the world of beauty, the world of the treasure arts were available for us to see at all times, and we availed ourselves of this wonderful.
Highly prevalent in your household.
Mm-hmm.
And you say that your religious background then is Orthodox.
Orthodox, yes. Mother and Dad were Orthodox. And then when we came to Pittsburgh,
Brownsville,
as I said, we joined B'nai Israel because my beloved Abe's father was one of the founders of the B'nai Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And the family, his family, he had a wonderful sister living here. She was like a mother to us. In fact, we had ordered our furniture and they wouldn't let us go home. We lived on Woodwell Street, was the first house we lived in here in Pittsburgh.
Well, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves because you're into your marriage now.
Oh, yes.
What we wanted to do was finish the background of your family.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm telling you about.
Now,
the friends used to come, my sister's friends, school friends and things, Gentile friends as well as others.
This is in New York City.
In New York City. And they loved the beauty of the candlelight glow and all that. And my mother was an excellent cook and baker. She was interested in cooking and baking. She was not interested in cards or anything of that nature. She was interested in the home, and
she was a real homemaker.
She was a real homemaker, and she was really a, you could say, a gourmet cook, because her baked goods was her strudel. When mother would make the strudel, you know.
I bet it was hard to keep your figure, and yet I saw your graduation picture. You did it. You kept your figure very well.
Well, I lost 16 pounds this last year.
No. But I'm talking about a picture of you when you were a youngster, and you certainly kept your figure then.
Thank you.
So obviously your mother's strudel, while it was good, didn't tempt you to the point that you lost
no.
your self-control.
You're right. You're right, Shirley. You're right about that.
Well, that's kind of nice to know. I mean, it's nice to know that you're talking with a person who knows restraint.
Right.
All right. Here's another point that you can cover for us. Your school days, your friends, the teachers, classroom discipline, subjects that you took.
Well,
et
my school
you
days.
You did cover what you.
My school days were beautiful. I told you, I studied German. My German teacher became ill.
This is in high school.
Why don't you
no,
take
this
us?
This is at the.
Oh, at college.
Teacher's college.
Why don't you take us back to your primary grades? Take us back to New York City.
See,
bring yourself back again.
Oh,
bring your recall out.
Well, there.
What school? What was it called?
There's Julia Richmond High School.
You want to start with high school?
Well, grade school.
Grade school. Okay.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Julia Richmond
sure.
High School.
Do you have any memories of that?
Yes, there are memories of that.
Anything you'd like to tell us?
The teacher, my English teacher, was very much impressed with my work and wrote a beautiful letter of recommendation. You know, she knew that I was going to go to college. She, because I wanted to be a teacher, that was in my mind. So she wrote a beautiful letter of recommendation. And
did you study to be a teacher then? We want to get that on the record.
Definitely.
We know it, but we want
California
to say it
was
in the
state teachers.
We want to say it in the record.
That I say as I go on. You know, there isn't too much to say about. I have something to say about the high school, but I don't think that would be interesting.
Historical.
To put in.
All right,
I mean,
then bring us up to date.
We're just
going back far enough to let you ruminate.
They had bought a new. Someone bought a new boat. Was put on the river, and the girls that had red hair were allowed to go on this first trip. And somehow or other, I had some. We had been out swimming or bathing, and had some red in my hair. And I said, I want to go too, but it wasn't enough red. So I don't put it in.
Okay. All right. It's in. It's in. But we won't write it in.
No, don't.
We'll just leave it in like that.
No,
okay.
I wouldn't put that in.
At any rate. Would you like to go on to
California? Then when we had moved
to when you moved to Brownsville, that's how you got to step California.
Sure. I enrolled at California Teachers College. I was a
she
language.
She wouldn't have done so from New York City, of course. If you were living in New York City, you would not have chosen California State
Teachers. Oh, no.
It was because
no,
it was
that
adjacent.
That was adjacent, as you say. Your semantics is perfect. I give you A semantics this morning.
Thank you.
Teacher gives you an A.
I taught too.
I know you did.
So
anyway, I did tell you, I don't know whether you listed it, but I have it here. I served as CLIO contestant.
What is CLIO? That stands for an
CLIO,
organization at
school. There were two like sororities. One was CLIO and one was PHILO. These are two great
Greeks.
Yeah. And I was in CLIO, and I won the contest for our group, the CLIO.
I see. They weren't national Greek named sororities then. Well, California didn't have it. The larger universities
no,
did.
No,
sure.
I don't think it was. I don't know. And then I received a medal for my Shakespearean essay, which you can understand from my
background.
Then I was a member of the Deutsche Verein, and about that I can tell you. Our teacher became ill, and she said, Anne, you have to take my classes while I'm in the hospital. And I did.
Oh, really?
And she gave me an A+ in German because I took charge of the class.
That was very nice that you were able to do that. But obviously, you were so well grounded from your
brother. My brother. Well, I'm telling you, he taught me all the beautiful little poems, and I could go on and on reciting the German, the Latin, the French, either a little poetry, but that's enough poetry for me. Now, when I was 6 years old, I started to take piano lessons and studied piano for 15 years. 5 years at California Teachers College with Dr. Vion. My brother Harry played the violin, and we would entertain the family with little concerts.
How nice.
Piano and violin.
Duos. They must have loved it.
They really did. They enjoyed it.
California. Was that a four-year college yet when you went to California? Because at one time, you know, it was less than the main universities, and I was just wondering when you
it was a teacher's college. As I said, I studied piano with Dr. Vion for 5 years, and
how do you spell it?
V-E-O-N, capital V-E-O-N. Dr. Vion. And I told you I was the first female editor-in-chief of the Cal Norcian, our yearbook.
How do you spell that? Yearbook.
Not yearbook, the name of it, Cal.
Cal Norcian. C-A-L-N-O-R-S-E-A-N.
One word.
One word, Cal Norcian.
The Cal Norcian. And it's important that you beat out a fella who was looking for the same position.
And he looks angry in the picture, as you notice. By the way, we have a friend, Harry Menzer, and his name was Harry Menzer, too.
Oh, really?
He wasn't Jewish. He was not Jewish.
Mm-hmm. First feminine editor-in-chief, right?
Feminine, yes.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell us about your college career?
I took a course in Latin at Columbia University Summer Session.
When?
This was after I was a teacher. I'm giving
graduate
you
this, work.
This is coming ahead ahead of where it should be. And then the following summer, I took a course at Penn State University in Latin and French.
I would say you're a language major.
Yes, that's what I was. That's correct.
It's pretty obvious.
I was a language major. I have it here. That's correct, Shirley.
Well, okay. It's pretty obvious from your ability to articulate.
Thank you.
That you are a language major. And you certainly know how to use the King's language.
Thank you.
Now we are at the... Oh, have you finished with your schooling?
No.
Oh, go ahead. I thought you... That was it.
No. We're going now. After graduation, I taught Latin and history at Brownsville High School.
Latin and history.
At Brownsville High School.
So you came home after school, after college...
Right.
To Brownsville.
Yeah.
And taught there as a young unmarried.
Right. And I'll go on from there.
Yes,
I guess
ahead.
You want to hear what happened
Absolutely.
After that. You'll hear what happened after that. I served.
How long did you teach there? Excuse me. How long did you teach there?
2 years.
Okay.
Oh, and after I completed 2 years, I received a diploma from the state of Pennsylvania, qualifying me to teach in any city in the state of Pennsylvania mm. without further examination.
Mm. Mm. It's a state license, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I served as principal of our Sunday school in Brownsville and worked with Miriam Schoenfield, head of religious schools in Pittsburgh and surrounding areas.
Western Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I have it here. After 2 years of teaching, I received my Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, a permanent Pennsylvania State Teacher's Diploma, which qualified me to teach in our state without further examination. And here comes
you spoke for yourself then.
And here comes the romantic part. I met my beloved Abe, a blessed memory, at my classmate Stella Purvin's home.
All right, now when you...
Yes, courtship and marriage, number 7 it is. Okay,
mm-hmm.
go ahead.
Who lived on Northumberland Street.
Her met husband, where?
I met my beloved Abe, a blessed memory, at my classmate. She was... Oh, she graduated a year ahead of me, but she was there when I came.
Give us your husband's full name. Husband,
Abe? Abraham Littman.
Abraham Littman. And his dates?
What, dear?
Date of birth?
Oh, I don't think we need to go into
that. All right.
Who was your classmate?
Stella Purvin. Well, she was Stella Greenberg, but she married Abe Purvin.
I know Blanche real well.
You know Blanche?
Sure.
Or you know Danley then.
Greenberg.
They lived on Northumberland Street. Her husband, Abe Purvin, and my Abe had been friends from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Abe Purvin is an attorney. In fact, he's my attorney.
Just on.
The Purvins have been among our best friends. My beloved Abe's interest and mine in music, books, theater, and astronomy resulted in a compatible romance.
Hmm. Found similar interests.
He was particularly interested in astronomy. He took me to the Buick Planetarium and showed me the stars.
That is romantic.
That was how our romance began.
Watch the stars in Buell.
Mm-hmm.
How long did your course?
I don't remember, a year or two, something like that, about a year or two. I just really, I can't tell you exactly.
What year were you married?
August the 15th, 1922, we were married at the Rittenhouse Hotel.
Oh, in East Liberty, that was the place.
That was the beautiful place.
Rittenhouse Hotel in East Liberty.
Mm-hmm. Our honeymoon was a cruise up the St. Lawrence River to Chicoutimi in Canada. And it was a lucky thing I could talk French because we got into a car and they drove you around all over the place. We stopped at the Hotel Frontenac. In fact, we have a picture.
What city are you in now? Are you talking about?
Canada.
I know. What city?
Frontenac
is Quebec, isn't it?
Well, up to St. Lawrence, that would
be. I think
it
so.
Is Quebec. It's
yeah,
not,
I think it's Quebec.
Montreal.
Quebec.
It's further.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were in Toronto.
I know,
too.
It was Canada.
Our children, our son Jim and his wife Bernice, were there at the Frontenac, and an artist was painting the hotel, and they brought us, we have a copy of that hotel in our bedroom.
I think it was Quebec.
Hotel Frontenac, where we spent part of our... And I still recall the delicious blueberries that they served there. I never saw such large blueberries in my life as they served, about as big as your thumbnail, but they were.
Do you think everything looked larger at that point in your life? Do you think everything looked larger than life?
I think so.
Well, it happens
to the best of us, but
everything.
I'm not saying that those blueberries weren't the biggest around, mm-hmm. but sometimes on one's honeymoon, one's eyes are opened at a very large scale, and everything looks bigger.
You are absolutely right, Shirley.
You're like you're taking in the world for the first time.
Right here. And it was very interesting. We went by the place where President Taft stayed and all that sort of thing. And
you must have loved it.
It was. And we went the Thousand Islands. And one thing I recall, they removed the dishes if you turn your head away.
You had to eat
fast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was beautiful, though. Beautiful country.
Well, now, is there anything else you want to mention about your honeymoon or marriage?
Just our first apartment was on Woodrow
Street.
That's
what I was just going to ask you. Your first apartment. Where did you live in Pittsburgh when you came here?
On Woodrow Street.
I see. And that's when you joined B'nai Israel.
Yes, when we came.
And then you moved here to Unger Lane so that you could.
Don't.
Okay.
That's too fast.
That's too fast. We built our first
much
home.
Much water under the dam until we got here.
Yeah. We'll be there very shortly, though. We built our first home on Winebiddle Street. That's in East Liberty. Mm-hmm. Our first son, James, Jim, was born at McGee Hospital.
Okay, let's talk about your children. Let's put that in a category,
yeah.
Shall we?
Sure.
Oh, yes, if you
all
want
right.
to.
All
I,
right.
I didn't know you'd want it, but I'd
oh,
be
yes.
happy to.
Oh, yes. We would love to talk about your children.
Sure. I'd be very
now,
happy.
Now, James, firstborn.
James was firstborn.
Okay. And tell us a bit about James.
James attended, when he was of the proper age, attended the Sunday school at Rhoda Shoen Temple. And they had no bar mitzvah there. So he was confirmed by Dr. Freehoff. And I have a picture. Where is that picture? I have a picture of him. Oh, no, that's Tim's wedding. Dr. Freehoff married our son Tim to Sally Rosenfield.
Oh, nice. Well, to get on with James, he was your firstborn, attended Rhoda.
He was our attended Rhoda. And from the time he was a little boy, Dad had the pharmacy. The two of the boys would come in and help around, you know, fool around as they do.
Where was his pharmacy?
The pharmacy, oh, well, no, this was his first pharmacy was on Center Avenue. Near the Irene Kaufman settlement, and everybody, all our friends, like Sam Rosenberg, was teaching there. He had a class there. They all came to visit, and Abe taught Materia Medica to the nurses at the First Montefiore Hospital, which was on Center Avenue. Mm. He was an excellent teacher. Now, what I was going to say, when the boys were in their daddy's store, Tim, the man who arranged our windows, the window trimmer, took a picture of Tim when he was a little boy with a glass in his hand. The youngest pharmacist in Pittsburgh, well, that was taken here in Abe moved his store here to Murray Avenue.
Where on Murray was his store? I'm trying to...
Murray and... let's see. What is that street? What's there now? Adler's Pharmacy used to be on the corner.
Oh, that's Phillips.
Yeah, I guess wherever
uh-huh.
that is.
Uh-huh. Was he on that in that block?
He was in that block on Murray Avenue.
I see.
Tim would wait on the customers. You know, he would try to wait on the customers, but Jim was always busy with the electrical appliances, if there was anything in the store that needed attention. Like, they went across the street to the restaurant for lunch one day, and the man's register went out of order. And when they got back to the store, Jim said to his daddy, "Dad, I know what the trouble is. I'll go over and fix it for them." And he did.
He was electrical, right?
So
away. He was an engineer.
James was the engineer, and Tim was the pharmacist.
Right. Tim was the pharmacist.
When was Tim born? Oh, well, you didn't give us the date of...
No, I'm not giving you dates.
All right. Okay. We won't ask.
I can't go into dates. I don't remember all the dates.
Is Tim's real name? Is that a
Thomas.
Nickname? Oh, it is
Thomas.
Thomas
Stanley, and Jim is James William. William, after my uncle, the opera singer, whose name in English is William, but in Germany it was Wilhelm.
Wilhelm, sure. That's my father's name. Okay. All right, well, who's your family?
You want me to talk about their marriage and
their schooling, where they were, because that's not on tape yet.
Jim went to University of Pittsburgh, graduated from there, and
as what? An engineer.
As engineer, he got his degree in engineering.
Mm-hmm.
The friends used to come to our home and study with him. Wally Ellman, I don't know if you know Wally Ellman. Used to come to our home, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
We had the most beautiful, thoughtful letter of sympathy from him. He says, "How well I remember your beautiful home. He used to enjoy coming to our home. Your gentle, kind husband and you, gracious." By the way, I should offer you a cup of tea or coffee.
Oh, don't.
Please don't. Please don't. This is much more important and much more desirable. We're being fed.
Okay.
Do you want to go on to Tim?
You don't want to hear about Jim Stanley?
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. If you want to go into any detail.
If you want to. Not in detail, just a little general.
Right.
Jim married Bernice Smullerwith.
Now married.
They have three children.
Three children.
The oldest son, Steve, is an engineer and architect. He's a practicing architect. Married to Karen Seidel.
Well, I don't think we have to go that deep
into
the tree.
I think if we say that
Jim is now married and has three children.
I think that
would be sufficient.
I think so too, because
I mean, the highlights of Jim is that he was your firstborn, that he attended Road of Scholem, was confirmed by Dr. Freehoff, studied at the University of Pittsburgh, became an engineer, got married, and had three children.
Right, you're right. Tim,
you would like to elaborate.
Unless you want to say where he works or is he self-employed or whatever.
He lives in New Jersey. And practices his profession in New Jersey.
Very good.
He has worked for this company, the same company, for many, many years, the Great Tech Company.
Well, that's sufficient.
I think that's sufficient for that. Mm-hmm. Then we go on to Tim.
Tim.
All right. And Tim is Thomas?
Thomas Stanley, pharmacist, graduate of the University of Pittsburgh.
He's your second born.
And we didn't say anything about my beloved husband and his...
We'll get to that.
We will.
We'll get to that.
As a matter of fact, I think we're probably going to have to do a second interview to do that. Because we're very nearly at the end of this one. As a matter of fact, we're very close to the end of this tape, and we would like to at least... Let's try to complete.
I was just going to say, do you want to say who Tim married and children?
Tim married Sally Rosenfield, daughter of Louis Rosenfield, Esquire, and Mr. and Mrs. Louis Rosenfield, I think that.
In Pittsburgh. Married Sally Rosenfield in Pittsburgh.
Rabbi Solomon B. Freehoff.
Mm-hmm. And they have
Temple Road of Scholem.
And they have two children?
And they have two children. Marcy Ann, who is now a student at Ohio State, a student at Ohio State in communications.
And?
And Edward, who was bar mitzvah at the temple 2 years ago.
Recently.
Edward Lewis. Marcy Ann.
Mm-hmm, we have that. And Edward Lewis, recently bar mitzvah.
Right.
At Rhoda.
At Rhoda, right.
Presently they live in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yes, they were born and raised in Pittsburgh.
Does he have a pharmacy in the city, or is he with somebody?
No, he has his own. He has a beautiful pharmacy, and they live in Churchill, but the pharmacy is in Penn Hills, Community Plaza Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Practicing pharmacist, Penn Hills, studied University of Pittsburgh, met with Sally Rosenfeld. Mm-hmm.